Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And today, on the show, a special edition of Scuba Radio, where we're going to talk about scars. And how cool are they? Because I got three that I got to come up with some kind of good story to impress the other divers on the boat.
You were the stunt double during the first Indiana Jones movie, and you got hit by that propeller.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah.
You were trying to save a baby that you saw falling, and you dove through a plate glass window.
You know, that's old people. You know, we're talking about divers. I probably need a more of an economical or ecological spin on it, because what I've used before is, you know, I got this scar on my arm by wrestling a baby seal pup from the jaws of a great white. You know, and that would connect a little better with the divers than what you're saying.
By the way, Patrick, author of Kava Screw, with us today.
Yeah, Captain Patrick hanging over.
Check
from
out
World
Kava Screw at Amazon.com.
I'm here in case Greg passes out. I can catch him.
Yes.
So he's like, don't leave. Don't leave.
I'm don't leave me. Over. Don't leave me. Yeah, we got to back up and explain what's going on.
Well, no, I was talking about your scar.
I know.
Could have been from his twin.
Oh, he had his twin removed.
Yeah.
I had my twin removed?
Yeah, your vestigial twin. The one that never, you know, it was just like a nose and some teeth.
Wasn't that
maybe an eye?
Wasn't that in Kava Screw? Wasn't there one of those twins?
You guys.
I don't know. If you have not read Kava Screw, you should definitely check it out. K-A-V-A, Kava Screw. Just like, well, if you had to pay for this.
yeah. Amazon.com.
And I don't Kava remember Screw. That part. Did I have a twin?
I thought there was a
protruding out of my neck in that book.
Something. It doesn't matter.
No, I think what Bill's
some kind
of
growth.
There was a character called the fetus.
There was.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's better. Either that or you had your gills finally sewn up.
Well, I like that. So why are we talking scars? Let me back up and explain. What's going on?
You just saw The Lion King, and you're a big fan of Simba's uncle.
No.
All right.
You know, last week I mentioned
sunscreen. You've become a big fan of Al Capone. He was Scarface.
Yeah.
No, Al Pacino, because he was Scarface.
Well, and Al Capone.
Capone.
Yeah, you know, I give him two fins up.
All right.
Anyway, the reason is... I had to go under the knife this week. I had some minor skin cancer. Boy, how do you say it? Barcinoma carcinoma.
Holy cow, it's you. You go to a dermatologist like 8 times a year. It's a basal cell carcinoma.
Yeah, which is the mildest form of skin cancer.
And it's actually kind of precancerous.
However, I will tell you, my dermatologist did say, he goes, you know, look, this is really no big deal. You know, there's a 5% chance you might die. And I'm like, okay. I didn't realize you go, well, if you let it go.
Yeah, not today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to talk me into, like, look, you want to have this cut off now. But I had three places I had to have cut on. Two on my neck, one on my back. And I got to tell you, this is no fun whatsoever. The biggest headache of this whole thing, really, is the fact that I have to stay dry for, like, 3 weeks. And I can't do any diving. And right now, the diving down in South Florida, we're in Orlando. I could be diving right now. and having some just world-class diving because the viz down there is really good at the moment.
So you're saying that the most most inconvenient part is having to stay dry for the next 3 weeks, wearing that damn cone on your neck.
Well, I
that cone is pretty ridiculous.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I know. It's a fashion statement. Don't make fun of my fashion. That has nothing to do with my scars, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
I'm just channeling, you know.
Lady Gaga?
So this happened during your youth. This was exposure to the sun when you were younger in Ohio.
Yes.
During the two-week summer season, swimming in a pool.
Yes.
So is there any truth to the rumor that you are now suing your parents?
No.
No, he's suing the state of Ohio.
Exactly.
Or the sun.
I'm suing the lifeguards that allowed me to lay out in the sun and slowly turn into a small black child.
I'm suing the girl who was the model on the Coppertone ads.
Jodie Foster?
Yeah. Well, we were joking last week about the spray tan thing, but I'm thinking that's a way to go. I mean, you know, I'm just going to paint a permanent barrier on my skin.
You would look like an Oompa Loompa if you did that.
Well, if I painted myself orange.
It's funny that you think he doesn't look like an Oompa Loompa now.
I would be like a very large Oompa Loompa. You know, one that was abnormally large.
King Oompa Loompa!
Oh, there you go. But I'm telling you, I need to just wrap myself in cellophane or something and just create a barrier where the sun can't affect me anymore.
I don't think cellophane's going to keep the UV from getting to you.
Yeah, but I'll lose a few pounds. And
well,
it'll turn me up like a wetsuit.
Probably lost 5 with all the stuff he's been cutting out of you.
Well, that's true. That is possible.
So there was a 5% chance.
5%. So, well, they got it. It's been cleared.
What if you go get your physical and they're like, hey, you know, your heart there... We think there might be something. There's a 5% chance that you could develop heart disease, so we'd like to do a balloon angioplasty. You going to do that?
Oh, been there, done that. That's like, do all that all the time. That's nothing.
Yeah, due to your lifestyle, there's a 5% chance you may develop, that thing with the insulin.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. You might develop diabetes, so we may as well just cut off your leg now. Just in case.
That's not my leg.
Hello.
All right. Anyway,
it's
that was, my life this week was going under the knife and dealing with this. And it's been a pain in the arse.
Why couldn't this be a pain in the neck? Why of all the times could this not have been a pain in the neck? Because it literally is a pain in the neck. And your scar is fantastic.
But it's limiting my diving. It's making me miserable. I am not feeling very good
today.
Making
us miserable, too.
Yeah. And, we'll see how I manage. I'm hopped up on coffee right now to get through the show today. But it's going to be a bit of a challenge because I'm not feeling good. And it's not worth the aggravation. So put on your Reef Safe. Grab some Reef Safe sunscreen and put it on when you're diving. Don't do what has happened to me. You will hate yourself. Trust me. I hate myself today.
For loving you.
Laying out and soaking up them rays when I was a punk kid, didn't know any better.
How big is your skin cancer risk when you're scuba diving?
Well, when you're underwater, I guess it's less.
I was asking. You're the dive master. It was a legitimate question.
Well, obviously, when I was 10, 15 years old, I didn't know how to dive.
That's not the question at all.
Oh.
The question is, how is your skin cancer risk affected as a diver? And we know that when you're diving, if you're not wearing a skin and you're at the surface at the start or the end of your dive, most sun I've gotten in the last 15 years is diving.
Well, here's the thing. Well,
at the surface.
You can't dive after you've had a surgery like this. Not because, it creates a problem for the scar itself, but because of the bacteria and stuff that can get in there and get infected.
This has nothing to do with that. The question
I got to think how to rephrase it to where, Greg, how's that pie?
Well, sunscreen and skin cancer aren't affected by diving.
Give me a pass here.
I'm on painkillers.
Well, I go surfing all the time and I wear a rash guard.
Yeah.
Okay, which is UV protection.
I mean, because that's solid. because it's not letting light through.
Right.
Not
but,
letting
I mean, it
UV,
goes, it goes,
UVBs.
The ones that I get are up my neck. I mean, they're short sleeve. I don't do a full sleeve.
Kind of dorky. Yeah.
But lather up with the sunscreen.
You really should go with a cone.
not surfing. You drown.
It would be a challenge, and it would look better. Make a fashion statement.
Maybe.
Go with the Gaga. Anyway, all right, so you're saying what?
It's going to be the longest game 2 hours of my life.
Well, wear a rash guard or skin or something when you're diving. Obviously that gives you some protection, too.
And if you're at the surface for 10, 15, 20 minutes and you haven't put something like Reef Safe on your back, and you really want to use Reef Safe because most other sun protection is going to be... have a negative effect on the reef. That's why we like Reef Safe.
Yeah.
Those products.
And actually, we're going to talk about that and ways to prevent the sun's cancer stuff outside of wearing a morph suit, which I may resort to going that route, too. But we'll talk about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
The little lobster boy and all of us. If you haven't done that lobster hunt thing, Bug Fest is going to be taking place in July. Bug Fest by the Sea. We're going to be there with boats from Scuba Nation TV and a whole bunch of our South Florida diving friends. Go there, bugfestbythesea.com, and book it and join us in July. That's Florida spiny lobster season, by the way, is what we'll be celebrating, and we'll be grabbing some of them bugs. So a little bit of what we're talking about right now is sunscreen or scars. That's your choice, because I didn't put the sunscreen on when I was younger, more naive, less intelligent, less informed.
Was that when you were just?
But that's not really accurate.
That your mindset was just on your figure skating lessons.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah. It's important to have a nice deep tan when you're figure skating.
Oh, did you see the Olympics?
Yeah.
They all had a tan. High
score. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks. I had to have some skin cancer cut off this week, and I have to keep dry, and it's very frustrating. Not only does it hurt, I mean, I am in pain today, and this is very irritating. But the big thing that drives me insane about when this happens is that you got to stay out of the water. And it's not because it'll, you know, mess up the stitches or anything like that. You got issues with infection. And as I found out in, you know, a couple years ago on one of my dive trips, you know, I got a little nick literally on the top of, the top of my thumb. I nicked it on a reel. And, I didn't think nothing about it. It was like anything, like a little scar you would get. But I nicked it on a reel, and, you know, I came up, you know, from the dive, and I had, you know, just a little bit of blood there. It wasn't really gushing out or nothing. You know, washed it off, didn't think anything about it. But, you know, I'm in a hot tropical environment. You know, a day later, I wake up, and the top of my thumb is black as it could possibly be.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. And it was like, what? My God, what happened? And it kind of freaked me out. I'd never seen anything like that.
I forgot they amputated it.
Yeah. Well, they cleaned it out. Like, okay, let's watch it another day. And the next day, like, no, it's worse. And now there's this red line starting to creep up my my wrist. And they're like, oh, that's not good. We need to get you to the hospital. I'm like, why?
Some styration there.
Yeah.
Not good.
Or whatever that is. It isn't good. And of course, you know, I had it all bandaged up, but I'll never forget what the doctor said. And you know, we open it up, he looks at it, he goes, ooh, never saw that before. And I'm like, okay, that's a doctor that says that? But, that's what he said. He said, from that little nick, just a little bacteria got in there, and my thumb got infected, and if it would have went much longer, yeah, I could have lost my thumb, literally. So that is what you have to avoid, because the salt water is a carrier of big time bacteria, the humidity and
humidity.
The humidity, I mean, tropical
water
environment.
Water is very humid.
About 100%, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the salt water, even when out of the water.
When you come up to warmer waters.
Yeah.
It, fresh water and salt water.
That hot environment.
More bacteria there.
Yeah. It creates a bad environment.
Did the doctor mention to you that he was a potter for most of his life?
Like a Harry?
Yeah, like a Harry. Yeah, was he really a doctor full-time that said, ooh, never seen anything like that before?
Did he put a poultice on it?
He kind of looked like that Dr. Cartoon character from The Simpsons, actually.
Hello, Dr. Nick. Hello, everybody!
Yeah. But anyway, you know, he gave me some antibiotics, and I was good to go. But, you know, when I had this surgery done, I got to stay out of the water for the same reason that I can't let these, you know, new scars that I have get infected while they're trying to heal over with the stitches. And that is frustrating and irritating, just the fact that I can't go diving. And it's not fair. I'm a diver. I want to go diving. I hate having to change my schedule for dumb stuff like this. You know,
like cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you go diving if you have an open wound, like a scab?
Well, no, I mean, actually, you know, a couple of years ago before that, I didn't think much about it, but now I'm a little bit more aware
that you should not do that. That was a yes or no question.
And actually, I'll tell you, here, let me show you another scar.
I don't want to see this. God, no!
See this?
God!
Look at it. See, this was done at T2 Gorge in Dominica, where they did Pirates of the Caribbean, and you see these scars. I literally scraped up my shin really bad on my left leg. In the waterfall when we were doing some filming with the mermaids and stuff. And my foot went down into a hole and it scraped up, and I'm like, oh no. And I looked in and it's bleeding, and I was like, oh great. But
the difference
was, because I was very concerned actually of the same thing, about it being a humid environment. Thing is, we were in the water, but this water is like drinkable. This is like mountain stream, 99% pure water.
Except for your damn blood.
Except for my blood, you know, and those honeymooners that are downstream in the waterfall. And there.
You have the ankles of a deer. It is bizarre.
What do you mean?
Did you see that?
What are
you trying to say? They're kind of sexy, like a deer, like Bambi?
No.
Well, anyway, I was concerned about having that get infected, wow. But I was like, well, wait, this is fresh water. It's very clean water. It's like, you know,
Deerback Mountain,
washing your wounds out in Avion or something. You know what I'm saying? Avion. So it was fine. It didn't get infected.
You mean Evian?
Yeah, that one too.
Spring water?
Both of them. And so, yeah, I was good. So you got it, but I was very concerned about that. So what is your point? That wait, you don't do that?
His point was really about your ankles.
When I was growing up and I was surfing over on the coast all the time, I mean, yeah. I'd get banged up here, there, or the other. I didn't hesitate getting in the water. I mean, I figured salt water is good for it.
Wrong.
No, it was.
No, it's wrong.
No, it was great.
That's wrong.
Made me heal faster.
You ask any dive instructor, dive master.
I'm telling you what happened with me.
Down through South Florida, down to the Keys.
The wounds would literally close up.
One of the things they have in their Save a Dive kit is like that, you know, liquid skin stuff. Tony used to tell me about this. And because when that happened, you know, she was on that trip in Grenada when my thumb got infected. And she goes,
damn help she turned out to be.
Well, yeah. But she was like, hey, whenever anything, I get a little scrape or anything like that, you know, working the dive boat, I always put on this liquid skin and, you know, I wash the wound out and I put some liquid skin on it immediately because the water down where I'm diving is filled with bacteria and it never fails. It will get infected like instantly if you don't, care for it right away. And so
the bottom line here is what you did growing up, which worked 100% for you, Patrick, was completely, totally wrong. Don't do it anymore.
Exactly. He was playing the odds.
And I just did it last weekend. I went surfing last weekend.
Buy a lottery ticket. That's what you need, buddy. Lottery ticket. You're lucky someday.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, recovering from surgery. Feel sorry for me. I have three scars that I kind of come up with new stories for why they are on my body.
I have the answer. This is easy.
Uh-huh.
This is way easier than you had thought.
Okay.
So you're on the boat.
I'm on the boat.
Out there at Deepwater Key.
Yeah. All right. In the Bahamas.
By the way,
sure.
Deepwater Key. KCAY.com. Find out more about this trip.
Okay.
But you're there,
yeah.
And you see a fishing line, a net, a net that's broken off.
Right.
And it is wrapped around
a whale.
A whale is a way to go. I was thinking maybe something a little smaller and more dangerous.
Ooh.
Lemon shark.
A lemon shark?
Lemon shark. And you go into the water to save this shark, and the shark is not having it, and it's spinning around. The
yeah.
shark doesn't bite you,
mm.
but it ends up wrapping you up in the net, and the net cuts you.
The net cuts me.
Because your scars are long. They're like, what, 7, 9, 15 inches long? They're
yeah.
long scars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not little teeny tiny cuts here. This is a long scar. This is from the net being dragged across your neck and back by a shark.
All right, well, let me try this.
All right.
Okay, Patrick, you play the role of a woman. All right, we're at the bar.
I love when he curtsies.
All right, say, just ask me, like, hey, how'd you get that scar?
Hey, how'd you get that scar?
You know, it's funny you should ask. Cut myself on a net. What? You see, you would turn around and left immediately, right?
I cut myself on a net funicello.
No, that's not going to work, Bill.
No,
I understand the environmental edge or element you're throwing into there, maybe, but
according to your Wikipedia page, those came from Beatlemania.
The scars?
Yeah, needs verification, but that's what your Wikipedia page says.
So is teenage girls?
It just says Beatlemania. I don't know what that means.
Okay. They thought I was Paul.
Did you know what it meant when you typed it?
Good point. All right, we got a Dan tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 524. Underwater on your home loan?
You think this is funny?
They say that like being underwater is a bad thing.
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Divers know better.
You see how wonderful life can be?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Got a tip for us today, Nick?
Show.
Great. What are we going to talk about?
Shore, as in shore diving.
Oh, I see where we're going here. Good one. There's some great diving to be had just offshore in a lot of locations, but I'm thinking it's even better if you know how to do it safely.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it'd probably help to talk about why divers like to go directly from shore. And I'm guessing you've done your share.
You are correct, sir.
What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, it's less expensive. Once you've got your gear, all you need is gas money to get there.
And that's a big part of the appeal these days. What else?
Well, I like the independence of it. You don't have to worry about boat charters or schedules. You're free to explore whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like to do it. Not to mention the fact you usually have the site to yourself, which can be really nice.
You share the same sentiments as a lot of folks who enjoy shore diving. There are a lot of great aspects to it, but there are also some special safety considerations to take into account, too.
With independence comes responsibility.
Well, yes, but it's more. With independence, the responsibility is all yours. Unlike with commercial operations, you're likely to be diving without a dive professional with you.
Meaning?
Meaning, on a dive boat, the operation is likely supplying safety equipment like oxygen units and first aid kits. With independent shore diving, you don't have all of that. And if you plan to shore dive often, consider purchasing your own first aid kit and oxygen unit to have on hand in the event of an emergency.
And you should invest in some training so you know how to use it, right?
It does tend to do you more good if you know how to use it. It's also a good idea to have a cell phone or radio on site in case you need to call for help.
I know another safety factor I like to have on shore is someone who knows my dive plan. I like to leave it with someone I'm not diving with, so if I run into trouble, there's someone to report it and to tell rescue crews where to start looking.
That's really smart, and a step every shore diver should take. I'll bet you know a special piece of equipment every shore diver should have, too.
I'm guessing you mean a dive flag or a signal buoy?
Again, you guessed correctly. If you're diving offshore, you've got to take boat traffic into consideration. So always have a dive flag or signal buoy to show that you're in the water. And even with that, be extra careful when you're surfacing, because some of those boats can move awfully quickly and you're hard to spot in the water.
You speak the truth. I know boats and divers cohabitating in Florida waters presents a constant challenge.
And that's just because you've got so much great stuff for both people down there.
Again, you speak the truth.
It's how I roll.
Hey, do you have any tips on the physical challenges of shore diving?
Mostly to just take the added physical challenge into account. Shore diving means wading through surf, and wading through surf isn't like wading into a lake or quarry. It can be physically challenging and demanding, because it'll require greater efforts to keep your balance, and it'll likely require you to expend more energy than usual just getting to the dive site. Make sure you and your buddy have a rendezvous plan in case the surf separates you. And be sure to account for the greater physical demand in your dive plan, and be careful not to start your dive exhausted.
Are there any other special considerations to take into account when shore diving?
A few. As with all diving, check the conditions before you head out. Keep a close eye on tides and currents. Dives can and should be called off when currents are too strong, so be sure to look for signs of them. Check the surf, too. And aside from the obvious challenges we've already mentioned, they can indicate strong currents as well. If you're not familiar with the local tides and currents, find a knowledgeable source and learn about them before you even consider diving in the waters.
How about legal requirements?
Ooh, that's a good point. Wherever you do the shore diving, make sure you're familiar with the local laws and regulations. Are dive flags required? Are there any restrictions on where you can dive?
Nothing like ending a dive with an arrest.
Imagine the mugshot.
Your mask ring forever captured in posterity. Didn't we forget anything?
Just one more thing. Be sure to take your parking proximity into consideration as well. Before you worry about the physical toll the surf will take, know how far you'll have to carry your gear and how much energy you'll have to expend getting it to and from your entry point.
So if you plan a shore dive, make sure you have all your safety equipment and have it in place. Have a first aid kit, oxygen unit, and cell phone or radio on site in case of emergency. Even if it's not required in your area, have a signal flag with you, obey the local laws, and take physical demands into consideration, including gear trekking and surf wading.
Those are some of the basics. Of course, if you want to learn more, there's always training to be had through your specialty course.
Shore diving offers some wonderful opportunities and a greater sense of freedom than many other types of diving. Like any diving, though, shore diving requires thought, planning, attention to detail, and a little common sense. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
There is a new video up at scubaradio.com this week. You know, last week I had the video from Deepwater Key in the Bahamas. And you can go back and check that out, and you can get a little glimpse of what it was like on our adventure there. Now I'm working backwards in time. I did, you know, we just came from the Bahamas a few weeks ago. I did that video, and now I'm going back to some of the footage from our trip before that, which included...
You're such a pain in the behind.
What's that?
You are such a pain in the behind.
Why?
Well, first of all, you're bitching and moaning that you can't dive for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
La-dee-da. I haven't dove in 3 years. But... then it is March, and you've got video that you're trimming up from first your February dive, then your December dive, or is that the January one that you're doing?
It's
now?
January.
Yeah, the January. Yeah.
Where we were in Nevis, we were in, then we did the liveaboard in St. Kitts to Saba.
And December you were in
St. Martin.
In the Keys. You did Christmas in the Keys.
Right. But we didn't do any video.
Your life is terrible.
Well,
your life's horrible. How do you possibly get through your day?
Well, exactly.
Without every month being
That's
able
my
to go
point.
To some sort of exotic location.
I am called to these places like every other week, and when something happens where I can't do that, it is very frustrating. I mean, I these are the sacrifices I make for our scuba radio listening audience, is to go to these exotic locations and do the radio show, do scuba radio, film some video, let them see what we're experiencing so they might have the inkling to follow in our fin kicks. But when I get derailed with the skin cancer nonsense, I can't do it. And I'm stuck here just looking at video all the time.
We're in the damn cone.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I am getting some of it finally caught up. So the new video up this week is from Nevis and Angelique and... Yvette and some of the folks that we hung out with in Nevis.
It's actually very neat footage, and I love what you're able to do with that editing software and put things side by side, and that I don't know what it is, Transformer badge image where it's...
Yes, that's what it is.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's
we're experimenting with the video editing.
You know that word's got an E in the middle of it, right?
What's that?
Experimenting. But go on.
Okay. Experiment. No?
An experiment. You know, a new flavor, maybe.
We're
Mango
dabbling
Tic-Tacs
in video.
Experiments.
We're giving examples of why it is scuba radio and not scuba TV.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yes.
But on the upside of it,
it's an image of you without a shirt on. Holy.
Well, I was doing my best.
Holy Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. With a lobster. He was on a horse. I was with a lobster.
I've seen him on a bear.
You've seen him on a bear?
I've seen him riding a bear.
Coming out of the water with a Greek urn
that was
in perfect condition.
That was photoshopped.
No, that wasn't photoshopped. That was planted. Yeah. That's different.
Oh.
The bear was photoshopped.
The lobster is real in the video, so you can go
and
look.
It's real, and it's spectacular.
But look at those
pecs.
Look at the pecs.
On the lobster?
None. Yeah, actually, yeah. They were impressive. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was a fun video to put together, but basically I'm playing around with this video stuff and getting more and more, you know, or challenging myself with the video editing, you know, working with these GoPro cameras and the, light and motion lights, the quick pod, you know, pole cam attachment for the GoPros. I use that in Evis, and you'll see some of the results of using these, different devices and what we're able to capture. And, you know, it's turning out pretty good. You think it's okay there, yeah, Patrick? Am I getting better on this editing?
As a guy who's been dealing still with a flip video camera for the last, 5 years now?
Yeah, you're impressed?
For the World of Boating. Yeah, it's great. Well, yeah. So when am I getting that? When are you getting your new cameras so I can get the
old hand-me-downs?
Well, no, yeah. That won't ever happen. But what will happen is what I'll try to get better and better at capturing these moments in these exotic locations so I can play them back for you and really make you feel bad about yourself. That's my goal. So far, so good.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Hey, you know, that's the song from the video in Nevis that is featured on our video that we posted this week. Go check it out, scubaradio.com. On the video tab, it's at the top of the list, Scuba Radio in Nevis. See what it's like to be us in Nevis. Get it?
I like it, Sister Island, Nuthead. Nevis and Nuthead.
Yeah, it could be one. But anyway, the new video there. I've been experimenting with this GoPro footage and editing it. Editing it up in Final Cut Pro and learning how to, you know, get some of these videos up there. And hopefully they're viewable or watchable. Patrick?
I hate you.
Okay. that's what I was going for.
He's accomplished his goals.
And by the way, before I forget, we're going to find out what it means to lick it and dunk it and try to stay on the air. Lick it and dunk it.
Okay, then. Hey, but by the way, we have the...
Yeah, that's coming up, but for, is this
it is
Barry?
The captain of the motor vessel Surprise!
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 Captain Barry is out on the water in South Florida on his boat as we speak, right? Is that right?
That's correct. How are you, sir?
Now, you're all lathered up, and I mean that you're wearing your sunscreen, right, Barry?
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing, okay. I can't give you the name of the company because it has no ad, but it's a 45. I wear that religiously.
All right. Well, you should be wearing Reef Safe. It's better for the reef and biodegrades and stuff. So if you're not wearing that, get with the program, buddy boy.
Yes, sir. Well,
yeah.
Stop making fun of his religion.
Yeah. It's still a little chilly here. It's like 71, which is way too cold for me.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing? Are you diving or just out there boating or what? What are you doing out there today?
I'm just boating. It's a little rough out in the ocean, so I'm in the bay here and supposed to pick up some people and do some wakeboarding later.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, lobster season ends soon, so you need to come down before the 31st.
Yes. Well, it ain't going to happen for me. I kind of screwed up, and I had to go under the knife and get some of this skin cancer crap taken care of. So there's another reason why I have to be upset and frustrated, you know. And so if I get a little bit of joy from these videos, being able to rub it into Patrick and Bill, you know, from my times in Nevis, I mean, that's
I really
that's
want to
how
rub
I,
it into your scar. I want to take some salt and just kind of knuckle it into your...
Yeah.
Right.
But Barry, you're pulling people on a wakeboard behind your boat?
Yeah, I can
really,
pull people.
Really slow.
Did you get a tower?
I can pull plenty of people. You may be a little difficult, but I can pull Bill, that's definitely.
Right, did you put a tower on it, or are you using the stern eyes?
He doesn't know what you're talking about. Yeah, do you got a tuna tower on this boat of yours? And you had to tie it off from there to pull these boogie boarders, or are you just holding a rope at the back of your boat? Like, hang on!
I tie it to, there's some tie downs. I tie it on the transom. I just tie it down to that.
To the stern eyes.
It works great.
To the stern eyes. Okay.
Barry, Barry, Barry.
Why? What's wrong with that? Hey, what, is that a bad thing, Patrick?
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, we're here. And Patrick's saying that's bad. You shouldn't be doing it.
There's not enough time for me to go through.
Not enough time? He's an accident waiting to happen? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not what they're there for.
Well, right now I'm in the middle of the intercoastal, so I got to move out of the way here before some boat takes me out.
All right.
We'll let you go. Thanks for calling, Barry.
There you go. Captain Barry.
Right, you guys take it easy and keep wearing that sunblock.
Yes, definitely. Captain Barry, our South Florida super fan, down there representing.
Coming up in a future episode of World of Boating, Captain Patrick is with us today, author of Kava Screw. He also is a part every week in, week out, of the World of Boating team. And on a future episode of World of Boating, I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about why you don't put boogie boards on your stern eyes.
Yes.
I thought stern eyes was something that Mrs. Potato Head packed for Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story 3. I packed your stern eyes!
Yeah. Well, I they make an ointment that'll clear it right up or something. I don't know. You'll have to listen to the World of Boating to figure out what all that's about.
Yeah,
I guess.
Truth be told, you've been on the World of Boating for how long now? 8 years? You haven't listened to one episode.
Never. But one of these days.
One of these
could
days.
Could be next week. You never know.
To the moon.
But, okay, lick it and dunk it. You know, one of the things I found out when I was on my trip in Nevis. And actually, more so in Dominica, because I'm futzing with that video right now to work on a new video that I hope to have out there on the website next week. But we're in T2 Gorge, you know, where I was telling you where I had the scars,
correct?
Right? And the waterfall.
Put your leg down.
And
I
have my GoPro, and when I was looking over the footage, I was so mad.
How mad
because
were you?
I was furious because. I knew we had great lights. I had my light and motion lights going, and it was raining, you know, and just the view was phenomenal. I actually had the gorge lit up really amazing. I'd never been able to do that before on our trips before. I got some great footage.
Was it gorgeous?
No.
God damn it.
But nice it try, was impressive, and it was, and you know, seeing what you're capturing and trying to watch the viewfinder and like, okay, I'm getting this. And then you look back at the footage, and I did get some good shots, but a lot of them were messed up with water droplets on the
stupid
front of the GoPro.
Freaking droplets!
And it just creates that little blurry glob.
You know what you should do? Let me tell you what you should do with your camera. You should lick it, and you should dunk it.
Lick it and dunk it. Now, Google this. I kid you not.
No, do not. Do
it is
not
one of the grossest
that.
Things you've ever seen. But if you lick it, the saliva in your mouth will keep the beads of water from getting on the front of your GoPro.
Trust me. Do not search that. Do
but
not search
the
Lincoln
saliva.
And dunk it.
You lick it, and then you dunk it in the water, like a mask wrench.
Rain-X does the same thing.
What? Rain-X is another option, but you know you got to pay for that.
Saliva's free.
Saliva's free.
Not Greg's.
You get to lick it, and that just sounds
wrong.
Fun.
It sounds wrong.
Fun and wrong. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Don't go away. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.